And I think we're Wiggy Sports. We haven't been in the past couple weeks, but we're in business, and we're going to get right into the NFL draft. Now, I don't want to do any further ado. If you haven't been here, my name is Jonathan. I am your MC and your host for possibly the greatest sports show up and coming, by the way. So, we have big news in Fluky Sports and in the NFL. The NFL draft is next week. Now, we've been doing a little bit of coverage on it. A couple weeks ago, I did running backs, receivers. I wanted to do tight ends and O-linemen, as those are my favorite positions to cover because I love those hog mollies. But because we've missed a couple weeks, I'm going to include linebackers and defensive linemen into my little spiel to start. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Now, I'm going to start off with tight ends. And tight ends is a tricky position because there's a ton of talent. I'm going to do top four. At four, I think I got Sam Laporta. At three, Michael Mayer. Two, Darnell Washington. And one, Dalton Kincaid. Now, I'm going to cover why I have those at the position, and it might be a little different from some rankings you've seen. Now, Dalton Kincaid is uber athletic. He makes catches at the catch point. He runs beautiful routes. Speed is a real factor for him at tight end. He runs 4.5. Nice agility, great football, great basketball player, jumps super high. And he's a real just explosive player who's going to change an offense. You plug him in a tight end, he's a dual threat. Tight ends usually can't do that. I'd say my number one NFL comp to him would probably be like a Vernon Davis, maybe? Because we actually haven't really seen it. Maybe Evan Ingram, probably. We really haven't seen anything like him. Evan Ingram's a little similar in the fact that he's athletic and a little undersized for a tight end. But at that size, you just basically get a massive wide receiver. And there's nothing wrong with that. And he can block in some facets. So, I think that's the reason I have him at one. He's not a pure tight end, but he definitely has the ability to become that face of a franchise. At two, I got Darnell Washington. And the reason is because, for fantasy purposes, not going to be that good. He's more like how you would look at like a Josh Oliver this offseason. Like, you know, he didn't get many receiving yards, but he blocks really well, and that is the big thing. And you normally don't come across guys who are 6'7", 260 pounds, and can run a 4.6. That is just rare. And his hands are amazing. He makes one-hand catches like we saw at the combine. Stiff in the hips, which is a big issue for me, but he knows the fundamentals. He catches the ball at the catch point really well, so I think if you can just develop his route tree and integrate him more into a scheme that works, and that's the thing about him, he could be put into any scheme. You know, he is one of the most versatile players we've seen come out of college. He is a chess piece on offense. You can put him in at X receiver. You can put him in at tight end. You could run the ball, and there would be no differences, like a 6th offensive lineman, or you could pass the ball. You just have a 4th receiver. Okay, it's no different from anything else. So the name of the game in the NFL is versatility, and you could just, he's a plug and play. You put him in there and he's gonna work. That's what's so magical about Darnell Washington. And he has the fundamentals, he knows how to play the game, and he has the instincts, the intangibles, everything. He can block really well. He has that technique. He has that technique built up. He has the fundamentals of football built up in him. If you can develop him, he will be an absolute superstar because you can't teach size, you can't teach speed, and you can't really teach catching the ball like that. And he's hurdled some guys in college. He's like a 30-inch vertical. It's why he's just insane. He's like if you created a player on Madden, gave him everything except for agility, maybe. So that's why I've met two. At number three, I have Michael Mayer. He's like every other tight end we've seen. He's not special, really, but he is a good he's a good football player. And that's what you want to see. He's a Jason Witten, Travis Kelce, that kind of mold. He's big. He's stocky. He's going to go downfield, and he's going to make you pay for leaving him open. He's going to find those holes in the zone. He's going to run drag routes. He's going to run underneath. He's every NFL tight end's dream, any NFL coach's dream tight end. He's really the guy that you look for when you think of tight end, really. Just a prototypical one. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's consistent. He's going to get 600-700 yards a season. He's not going to be that special. At four, that's Sam Laporta. Again, sort of in the mold of that Zach Ertz kind of guy. And I think Zach Laporta really has a chance of becoming an ex-tight end. if you want to put it that way, a superstar X factor, you could say, about the tight end. And those don't come very often, so I think he's a really good mid-round pick. Tight end class is really, really deep this year. Now, I want to get into O-linemen. And my top five, I'm going to cover offensive tackles, and then I'm going to cover interior. Actually, I'll group them together. I'm sorry. So, at tackles, I'm gonna go top four, and I'm gonna go top four inside. Top four tackles. Number four, I'm gonna go with Peter Skoronski. Are Peter Skoronski and DeJuan Jones interchangeable at three and four? Skoronski's gonna go three. DeJuan Jones is gonna go four. Still a very good tight end. Massive man. All these guys are massive. Three, Peter Skoronski, very consistent. More in the mold of like a Ryan Ramczyk, I would call him maybe. Number two is Paris Johnson, and number one is Broderick Jones. And there's not much to that. Those are my top four tackles, and I'm going to go with my top four interior line. Now, this is the fun part. I love John Michael Schmitz at number one, and number two, Joe Tippmann, and number three, Osiris Torrance, and at number four, it's really a toss-up between a couple of guys. I mean, there's just so many guys like that you could just put in that mold of interior guy who's gonna block, like a Tyler Linderbaum last year. You have a guy who's for sure gonna be a superstar player, but you can't really tell because it's positional value, so he gets drafted late. But I would definitely put Cody Mauch as number four on my ranking. Crazy look to him, insane guy, but he's really a solid big boy blocker in the middle of the field. He's not moving. He's going to be there, and he's going to stand still, and he's going to stand straight, and he's going to block, and he's going to do his job. John Michael Schmitz had like a 92 PF grade. I'm going to go from 1 to 3 now. John Michael Schmitz, 92 PF grade, allowed minimal sacks in college, and my New York Giants are really looking to pick him up. I think they've shown major interest in him, and I'm really excited about that because I love the guy. Number two, Osiris Torrance. I put him there because if you saw, he absolutely neutralized Jalen Carter. Off the field, the best player in the draft. Off the field, that's the problem. He might drop to 10 because of his off-the-field concerns. You know how NFL teams feel about that. You know, a couple years ago, Laramie Tunsil, number one overall pick, pretty much consensus. And he fell because he had off-the-field issues. But when you look at players like that, they just don't come around. Osiris Torrance at Florida was just, you know, he's not moving. And he's really good at the pull concept. Very, very fluid hands, very fluid movement. He knows how to swat. He looks like a kickboxer out there. His hands are so fluid, and they're always in the right spot, and that's amazing. That's what you want to see for every single player. Number three, Joe Tippmann. Similar to John Michael Schmitz at center, but a little bit more aggressive play style, I would call it. But I like his mullet. But he is definitely a top pick, because he has been elite in college. And that about does it for the interior offensive linemen and tackles. So we've covered tight end, interior O-line. Now I want to get to corners. And this draft is full of corners. This draft is absolutely locked and loaded in the secondary. That's what everyone's looking for. And it's come true, as there have just been so many elite corners in this draft, and we've seen that for multiple years. Everyone knew 2023, that's the year of the DB, and it really has proven to just be that these corners in the draft, they don't come around very often. So I'm going to do a top six, I would argue. Number six, you could put these guys in any order and no one would be mad. At number one, I got Devin Witherspoon. Number two, Joey Porter Jr. Number three, Christian Gonzalez. Number four, this might be a little weird, but I'm going to go Cam Smith. And at number 5, I'm going to go Deontay Banks. And number 6 is Cam Forbes. So, let's get into it. So, Devin Witherspoon out of Illinois is just... Hold on. This mic is a... He's just an absolute cover guy. His tackling is good. He's a lockdown guy. I think he could be... I see a lot... A little bit of Sauce Gardner. A little bit of Darrelle Revis in him. I would give that high praise. You know, you just don't... You don't get a guy like this every year. You don't. Devin Witherspoon is an absolute megalomaniac at corner. I think he's going to be a real superstar in the NFL. Now, at number 2, I'm pretty sure I have Christian Gonzalez there. Again, 6'3 out of Oregon. He's going to be able to play in the slot, and he's going to be able to play X against Mike Evans in the NFL, for example, probably. Player like, you know, 6'6, Mike Williams, Mike Evans, those kind of players. And he's just going to be an absolute lockdown player. He's stocky, he's handsy, and that's good. That is what you want to see. But a guy who's even more handsy than him is Joey Porter Jr. out of Penn State, number 3. He is an absolute physical specimen and a real physical player. Probably some of the best genes in this draft class as he comes from Joey Porter Sr., who was an absolute monster linebacker for the Steelers. I want Joey Porter to go to Steelers. I think he might go to Lions, probably. May go to Washington, perhaps. I'm looking at the draft board right now. Probably I would argue there. But Joey Porter Jr. is an absolute football player. He's a plug and play. You put him in every single corner position, he's going to eat. He's going to absolutely eat up those receivers. He's going to lock them down for the game. Might allow one, two, he may get punished. He's going to get beat over the top. He's going to get a lot of picks, a lot of forced fumbles, and he's just going to be able to really dominate at the NFL level as he's really an NFL-style corner. At number 4, I put Cam Smith. Not too different from the other players in the draft. I mean, He's a bit undersized, I would argue, you know, 5'11", 188, but Cam Smith, I mean, only one pick, but he really didn't get thrown to it at all. That is the insane part. He was just able, in South Carolina, just to lock down receivers to an extreme level. They couldn't get past him, and... You know, the real special part about him is, you know, that he can play nickel. He only allowed, like, a really low quarterback rating when targeted. I forget what the exact number is, but it was some sort of crazy number. And he led all DBs. So, I think the numbers really speak for themselves. Even though he's a bit undersized, he can play any position in the secondary. And that is what you want to see. And he's been consistent for multiple years on end. At number 5, I got Deontay Banks. And Deontay Banks for the Terrapins... Again, a little undersized, 6'6", 6'1", 6'2", different reports from all different websites. But he, again, very, very similar to Cam Smith. He was a speed demon at the combine, 4.35, and that is what you really want to see, as he can just, if he's really 6'2", I don't remember what the exact, combine number was, but the real difference between him and all the other corners is his tackling ability. Okay, he may not be the best cover guy. He's adequate in coverage, very adequate in coverage, but his tackling and run stuffing ability is just, you can't get that from another corner. 71.3 quarterback rating when targeted. Not that great. But he is definitely a tackling demon. He's going to... Those stats are going to look very nice at the NFL level. So he's going to get a paycheck. But I think NFL teams will love... I don't love him that much. And finally, at number 6 for corner, I have Emmanuel Forbes. Now, probably the most undersized corner we've ever seen. 179 pounds. That's tiny. Okay? But it doesn't matter when you're never getting receivers in your area. And he just he covers guys to an extreme level, and he ran 4.2s, I think, at the combine. And it's just unbelievable how someone that small can cover receivers those big, that big. And he had 16 passes defense, which is just shows that even when he was thrown, he does have that vertical ability. He is a physical player, and he really understands the game to an extreme level. Very summarized version of these prospects, but I think Emmanuel Forbes can really be that number 2 corner. He's not the number 1 corner. Number 2 corner on a team that already has a good corner, and I think that Emmanuel Forbes can really shut down those number 2 receivers and make sure that they don't run those underneath routes. And that's huge in the NFL. That is huge. You know, you throw it to him deep, he's probably going to get beat. Not by speed, but by vertical jump and size. He's going to get poxed out. But if you run those underneath routes, he's going to cover and those up, and he's going to smother the receiver. And that's what you want to see out of a player. And he played for a pretty good school in Mississippi State, so that's just what you want to, what you exactly want to see out of a football player. So that about covers it for the corners. And I think that's going to about cover it for our show. Sorry I didn't go too in-depth into these prospects, but I tried to get a lot of them done quickly. So the positions that we still have to do are QB. That's going to be next week, right before the draft. That's going to be our draft special. We're going to do safeties. There's one, his name is Brian Branch. And we still have to do linebackers and D-linemen. And then we are done with our draft coverage, and then we'll do that next week. We'll do those other positions quick, and I want to do a deep dive on the QBs because I have a lot to say about Anthony Richardson, CJ Stroud, Bryce Young, and I don't like Will Levis. Really good guy, good football player in college, but I don't think he'll work out in the NFL. That's just what I'm going to say, but we're going to get more into that in next week right before the draft. After the draft, we're going to have special draft coverage where I'm going to analyze every team's draft pick over maybe two sessions, two studio sessions, maybe one recording. We'll see what happens with that. But I will be analyzing every single draft pick in the NFL draft, all 31, because remember, the Dolphins got their pick removed. But that's going to about cover it for Fluky Sports. I'll see you next week for our draft special. And it's Fluky Sports signing off.